Well, a great organisation assisting military families is the Australian Families of the Military Research and Support Foundation. They actually have their Black Tie fundraiser event happening on Saturday, raising awareness and having a good time as well. And in fact, from the foundation at the moment, Gail McDonald joins us. Good morning, Gail. I guess the last minute preparations going underway for the event at West, but let's have a look through firstly at what the organisation, what does AFOM actually look after?
Oh, hi. Thanks for having me on. Yep, AFOM look after, basically, we started off just by looking after the families of the military. We do a lot more than that, but basically we work at a grassroots level. In the last 12 months, we've had several retreats for the fellows. We've had retreats for the women. We run workshops called Invisible Wounds, where we go around to different places and explain the effects of trauma and depression and anxiety, and where to get help from that, and the effects on the family, and how to support the families, and how the families can support each other. And then we fundraise to actually run the organisation, plus have a prize with the university for students who are studying this area, who are doing their thesis on trauma, PTSD, effects on family and things like that. And that all kind of feeds into a research program that we've set up with the University of New England.
Gail, would it be fair to say that I guess once you've sort of been serving and you find that there is some trauma there or mental health issues, getting started can be the first thing, I guess, admitting that there is an ongoing problem and then knowing what to do about it? That would be very traumatic, I would imagine.
It certainly is, and people can go for years and years and years without actually accepting that there's something wrong with them. It's very hard to accept that. But the thing is, the families know that there's something wrong. And all my research has shown, and in not just research, but working with veterans' families for just on 20 years now, that if we can help the families and we give them a better understanding, we give them resources of what to do and how to go about things, that then when the person who's had the trauma actually starts to admit that there's a problem, there's not so much damage along the road. The people that I've worked with who haven't acknowledged that there's a problem not only have the initial trauma to work with, but all the damage and the trauma that's occurred in the family then to contend with. We want to be able to stop that a lot earlier and be able to help the families, and so that they're not getting that trauma feedback as well, if that makes sense.
No, it does. I think it's a case of sort of realising that there's a downward shift in momentum and trying to sort of pull that up and head back in the other direction. That leads us to the fundraiser. West will be all the where the action is this Saturday, and lots of fun things happening on that night as well, I'm sure, as well as being all about the fundraising.
Yes, we'll have auctions. We've got some people wanted a treasure chest, but being a military do, I think we actually have a whole ammunition box full of prizes that'll be wrapped up in an ammunition, which I think we've got nearly a couple of $1,000 worth of prizes. Don't quote me on that, but I think it was up around that. So we'll be selling tickets to unlock that. We'll have auctions. And, of course, we'll have raffles, and we have this most beautiful quilt that we have been selling tickets for, which we will sell more tickets on the night and draw there on the night. Then we'll have dancing, and, probably by the end of the night it'll probably be pretty damn good.
And I believe the MC for the night is pretty red hot as well. I think he's a red hot item.
He's one hot item. Yes. Thank you very much.
If you guys hadn't figured that out, yes, I'm the MC on that night. Look, it will be a great night, I'm sure. We look forward to it. You've got some finishing touches to put on the event, Gail, so I better let you go and take care of that, and we'll see you in a couple of days.
Okay, thank you very much.
The Invisible Wounds fundraiser for the Australian Families of the Military, their fundraiser happening on Saturday night. We've got some details on the event and the organisation at 2NURFM.com and our morning show page.